Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together. Follow us now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your shows. Welcome to the Thrive Through Cancer podcast. I am so thankful you're here. Today, we're going to talk about navigating healthier holidays and ways that you can educate and empower yourself and your family to make smart choices, but also to understand why you're making those choices and to prepare you to still enjoy family dinners and get-togethers with friends and even things like Halloween if you celebrate that holiday. Ways to do it to still maintain the integrity of your health. Before we get started, I want to remind you, you can have hope in your healing. You can feel well while fighting cancer, and ultimately you can thrive through cancer. So you can call me Bah Humbug, but Halloween is literally one of my least favorite days of the year. Now, don't worry, this episode is actually just about, in general, navigating healthy holidays. But at the time of this recording, we're creeping up on one of the creepier holidays of the year. You know, I've never liked dressing up. It feels like a lot of effort. I really despise the toxic handfuls of treats passed out to small children and adults. And here's the thing, now that we've walked through what we've walked through with our son, and that I've learned what I've learned over the years, I know better, so I have to do better. It's just extremely more challenging when there's a holiday celebrated nationally, even internationally, that is all around candy. So I will tell you, I have learned quite a few things over the years, and I want to share with you today just some ways that we've learned to navigate these holidays, navigate things, especially like Halloween, and to just do it a lot better. So one of the things that we first like to do with our kids is our kids are at an age now where they're 12 and 14, and so we can have a logical conversation with them and educate them on the why. But I would encourage you to start doing that as they're young and teaching them why you say no. This is a conversation I have often with my cancer families that are in our Thrive Through Cancer formula program, is making sure that, you know, as I'm educating them, that they're also educating their kids, because your kids need to know why your no is a no. And they need to know why you're giving them this other particular food, right? And so when we know better, we can do better. But oftentimes it isn't until we know better, right? And we're in ignorance and we're unaware. And so don't leave your kids in ignorance either. I would really, truly would encourage you to educate them on the ways that you're going to learn today that you can navigate holidays much healthier. And before we go into some specific tactics, doesn't that sound funny? We're talking about holidays and we're using like tactical words, but that's how it feels, especially with something like Halloween. I want you to kind of get a picture in your head of this time of year. So you've heard the idea that flu season officially begins on the 1st of November. Well, I would like to say it's actually no coincidence that the official kickoff of what we have deemed flu season happens to start the day after we have just gorged ourselves as a culture on sugar. So there's no coincidence there. What this means is that is a season that you can choose to be a part of or a season that you can choose to opt out of based on how you choose to eat, what you choose to do with your body. One of the questions I've been asking myself, and I encourage my family to ask themselves as well, is this decision right now going to make me stronger or weaker? And asking herself that question in the minutiae of the day, in the small moments, in the micro decisions, and of course, in the macro decisions. And so understanding that flu season happens to start November 1st because of a holiday that we just gorge ourselves on sugar should give you the power to go, I'm not going to participate in that season. I can choose to opt out based on choices that I make to make me stronger, right? So here's the direct correlation of sugar on the immune system. And I think, again, this is important to understand because I do see that when we know why we're doing something or why we're not, we're going to be much more focused on doing, on following through on that decision. So there have been studies done over the years that show a specific amount of carbohydrates that turn into sugar in a meal will suppress your immune system. And there's one study in particular. It was done at the University of Florida. I am going to do my very best to link that in the notes. It's a study that I heard from Dr. Dominic DiAgostini, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, years ago as I was really studying cancer and the metabolic effect of our health and cancer. And I was just so alarmed to read this study that was done on a meal that was a pretty standard American diet meal. And the portion was, if I am not mistaken, it was like a piece of pizza, some pasta, and maybe some salad. And after consuming this meal that was very high in refined and processed carbohydrates, the immune system, the white blood cell count, was significantly compromised for up to 24 hours after consumption of that high carbohydrate meal. So what does this mean? This means that after consuming sugar in the form, of course, of refined and processed carbohydrates or straight up dessert, sugar and candy and all of the things, right? They're both metabolized in the body similarly. They both turn to sugar, pizza, potato chips, refined processed breads, pastas, all of that actually turns into sugar in the body, just like candy and cake. So after a serving, your white blood cell is significantly compromised and operating at half of the capacity that it should be. And it's compromised for up to 24 hours after consuming that meal. So that tells you that you go eat a processed sugar meal or a bunch of dessert, and then you go out into the world, and for 24 hours, your immune system is only operating at half of its capacity. So that leaves you very vulnerable to developing a virus, right? So if you understand this, then all of a sudden, what you have on your plate in front of you is going to be significantly more substantial in contributing to or taking away from your health. So as we talk about some tactical, practical things you can do to navigate healthier holidays, I think it's important that you have that picture in your head of actually what happens to your immune system when you're consuming sugar. So let's jump into Halloween. That's creeping up on us. And there's a few ways that we've enjoyed Halloween with our kids as they've, gotten older. Now we tell them they're 12 and 14. I'm like, if you want to dress up, you have to buy it yourself or create it yourself. I'm not buying costumes anymore. And B, we have a rule that they can only take a few pieces of candy and eat it. And I'll share those details in a moment. So first, if your kids are younger, you can do what we call the Great Pumpkin. And so this is a fun thing to do with your kids when they're little. And kids love to trick or treat. And so they love to go out and have that experience. So they go trick-or-treating and they come back with this bucket full of toxins. So you're panicking, like, I don't know what to do. So here's what you do. They come back and you say, guess what? And maybe you tell them this ahead of time. In fact, I would encourage that. The Great Pumpkin is going to come when you're asleep and the Great Pumpkin's going to take your candy and replace it with a toy. And so we did this for years when they were littler. And, you can be honest with them and just tell them, like, it's a riddle of a fun thing. I don't need any hate emails or comments about lying to your children. yes, my kids also used to believe in Santa. So, but the point is, you can take this idea and use it however you want to basically, in lieu of candy, they're going to get a toy. And, you know, I'm sure you know what they want, what they have on their wish list. It's a reasonable price that's within your budget that they will be so excited to have in turn of giving up the candy. Okay. So that's one thing that you can do. The other thing, and actually this is something we're doing this year in Mexico. We're living in Mexico, and we've met a great group of friends that all actually think very similarly and all despise the idea of a candy-laden holiday. And so we're getting together and we're preparing a fall potluck. So we're making fall-themed foods that are healthy. Our kids are going to go trick-or-treat, and then they're going to bring their candy back, and each parent is contributing one gift per child that they have. So if you have three kids, you're contributing three gifts. If you have one kid, one gift. And so then we're going to put all of these gifts into kind of a raffle. And in order to get a raffle ticket, you have to turn your candy in. Many cancer parents wish there was more they could do to help their child thrive through their diagnosis. They're sick of dealing with the side effects from treatment, low A&C, and unplanned hospital stays. Not to mention having to often resort to the band-aids that are currently offered, but they don't always work. At best, they provide temporary results that sadly rarely last. Although I'm now the go-to expert for many cancer families, it took my own journey with my son to learn how to help families thrive today. And oddly enough, what I learned and put into action was so counterintuitive that I didn't mention to anyone at first what I was doing. I thought I'd be ridiculed, because it was different. It challenged convention, but it worked. Finally, my community of cancer parents had a simple and proven method to help their child thrive without extra medication, without forcing their child to eat something they didn't want to, without interfering with doctors' protocols or breaking the bank. I call it the Thrive Through Cancer formula. And if you'd like to see how it works and why it's more effective than most options out there, then I invite you to watch a brand new online training where I show you exactly how my clients have achieved lasting results following this unique process. You can watch it by going to bit.ly/yourthriveformula. That's bit.ly/yourthriveformula. Inside, I'll share the leading cause of our kids feeling unwell during and after treatment and what we can do about it. I'll share why cancer parents who want to enhance their child's quality of life should avoid keeping their child in a sterile environment. There's a much more powerful and natural way to help support their child's immune system. I'll share the unexpected reason why kids with cancer have a hard time avoiding inpatient stays and how to change it. So much more will be shared in this webinar, and you've already taken the first step by just listening to this. So please take the next step and watch the free training today. Go to bit.ly/yourthriveformula. That's bit.ly/yourthriveformula. Now back to our show. So again, for older kids, this is something you can do. All these kids are older. And so they're going to still enjoy the activity of trick-or-treating. And then they're going to turn their candy in turn for a raffle ticket that enters them into winning something from the raffle. And then we put all of those gifts that each parent contributed, and they can trade after, they can do whatever they want. So there's some ways to just avoid the candy in general. Now, let me also suggest, for my kids, they're older, and a few years ago, I think about 5 years ago, we started allowing them to enjoy a couple pieces of candy that they chose. However, we were very, very rigid on what the candy could have in it. So my kids would come back and they knew they can choose pieces of candy that have no food dye, no high fructose corn syrup. Those are the two main ingredients that it couldn't have. No food dye and no high fructose corn syrup. So generally that leads to chocolate. Now, was it the healthiest organic chocolate? No, I wasn't going to go beyond that. In this case, again, we're fighting this battle as parents, you understand, right? So I'm always super thankful, by the way, to all of you parents who don't hand out candy, or you choose to do what we do, which is hand out organic snacks. That's always a gift. But they get to choose a few pieces of candy that they can have and enjoy over a period of time, not all that night. If they had five pieces of candy that night, again, what's going to happen to their immune system, right? So we're trying to do this the best that we can with what we have. So allowing them to choose a few pieces of candy, you decide how much, of course, the least the better, and just putting some stipulations on it. Maybe your kids have allergies, so they can't do wheat or dairy. And I would certainly encourage you to avoid food coloring and high fructose corn syrup. So that's another way to kind of navigate around this holiday. Now, with the idea of being the person passing out candies, right? You're at your home and you're going to welcome trick-or-treaters. A few really fun, easy ideas to give kids things other than candy: tattoos, bouncy balls. My kids love bouncy balls, by the way. They would be pumped to come to your house and get bouncy balls. Crayons, markers. There are even Whole Foods, I know, has big bags of trick-or-treat supplies that are either chips or non-sugary items. Now, of course, a chip is still going to turn into sugar, but listen, we're going to do the best we can with what we have, right? So there are so many other alternatives to passing out candy. Bubbles. Parents will thank you for that. They will appreciate it. And then guess what? Your kids see you leading by example, right? That's a big thing to me, is I want my kids to see that, yeah, they can't have candy. I'm not going to pass it out to other kids. There was one year my husband about killed me, and this, I wouldn't encourage this because it did cost an arm and a leg, but I ordered Perfect Bar, the brand, put out these mini Perfect Bars one year for around Halloween. And they were the mini Perfect Bars. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to stock up on those and I'll pass those out. Yeah, like $500 later. And the kids, I realized there was like nut allergies that I was navigating with trick-or-treaters. So it ended up being a total wash. But the point is, you can be creative, give something out that is not candy, that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. And just the parents that are maybe feeling similarly to you will certainly appreciate that. Now, as we talk also about other holidays, and you know, we're coming up then on Thanksgiving and Christmas and any other holiday that you celebrate this time of year, there's a lot of get-togethers. And for those of you who maybe navigate food allergies, or you're navigating a more restrictive diet because of an active cancering process, or you're wanting to just be healthier, you don't want your kids to spend the holidays sick, right? Well, you can have control around this. You totally can. And so a few things that I recommend when going to somebody's home for dinner, and this is something we actually do regularly, not just during the holidays, I always bring a dessert and or a dish that my family can enjoy. So we were very, very committed to this when Kicker was going through treatment. If we were invited to a dinner or to a get together, we did bring our own dessert in case there wasn't something that he could enjoy. In the show notes, I'm going to link 10. It's a recipe book with 10 of my favorite healthier dessert options. They're gluten-free, refined sugar-free. You're welcome. Enjoy it. I would use this recipe book basically for any desserts we would bring. So bring something that your kids can enjoy, especially a dessert and around the holidays. You know, birthday parties, for example, one thing that we would always do is I would buy the organic lollipops that didn't have food coloring, that didn't have high fructose corn syrup, or some organic treat that I would send with my kids to a birthday party, especially when they were little. This doesn't work anymore. My kids, again, are 12 and 14. But when they were younger, especially when Kicker was going through treatment, they would get to pick out their own special treat and bring that to the birthday party. So when it was time for cake or ice cream, or they passed out the party bags and it was full of the things I didn't want my children eating, they got to pull out their treat. So they didn't feel totally left out. Okay, so that's another kind of hack you can do, is just be prepared. Always have something on hand that you can give your kids. So as we talk about, you know, approaching family celebrations, I think it's important not only that you bring something that your family can enjoy, and make sure you also include a dessert if that's something that your kids really enjoy or you enjoy. But I think it's okay to give yourself permission to have a conversation with your family and friends ahead of time. And if they don't understand, then that's a whole nother conversation. I don't know what to tell you. But hopefully they will be gracious and understand that you come to them and say, hey, I'm so excited to get together for the holidays. I just wanted to let you know, because of such and such, we are under a little bit more of a dietary restriction right now. And so I wanted to prepare you that I might bring a few more dishes with us just so that I can make sure we have something that we, our family, can eat, and we're happy to share it with you, right? So then when you get there, it's not this weird, uncomfortable energy in the room. The other thing is, have a conversation with your kids. I opened this podcast up talking about the importance of empowering them and helping them understand why. So before you get to the Halloween party, the Christmas party, the Thanksgiving party, the cookie exchange, whatever it is that's happening this time of year, sit down with your kids and have a conversation and explain to them what I just explained to you about the start of cold and flu season. And explaining to them that, hey, I want to talk to you about what's going to happen today. We're going to get there and there's going to be a lot of candy. There's going to be a lot of sugar. There's going to be whatever it is. And I want you to tell me, what is something that I can bring with us that will make you still feel like you can enjoy your time there, but that you will not feel bad when I tell you, no, you can't eat this. And you give them a little control in their hands, right? You give them a little bit of a control over the decision process of what they can bring and enjoy. And you might have to stop at the store on the way and pick something up. But when you sit down and you explain this and you tell them, I really want you to be healthy and strong through the holidays. I want our family to enjoy the holidays and not have to miss out on anything because we're not feeling well. And so the reason we're making this decision is because when we eat sugar and we eat a lot of it or we eat too much of it, our body doesn't actually work to fight the bad guys off. This is how I explained it to my kids. We talked about good guys and bad guys. There becomes way too many bad guys, and the good guys are outnumbered, and that's when our body starts to get sick or to feel sick. And so explaining this to your children is so crucial to, again, empowering them. They then understand. Doesn't mean that it's going to be easier, and they're going to probably, I promise you, parents, they're going to still come up to you and ask, and they most likely will still be upset when you tell them no, even though you're like 2 hours ago, we just had this whole conversation. Welcome to parenting, right? I don't think any of you are expecting this to just be a totally smooth process. But what I've noticed about my kids now is, because this is something we've practiced, it's a practice, you guys. It's something we've practiced for years now. We're coming up on almost a decade of navigating healthier holidays due to, you know, my son getting sick and just learning what we've learned. And my kids are better for it now. In fact, don't get me wrong, they will still enjoy treats and they'll still sneak stuff behind our back on occasion. But for the most part, there's very little arguing when it comes to what they can and can't have. And it's because now they do know better. It's not because I've beaten them down and they're worn down from arguing. It's because they do know better. In fact, we have a great little gelato place here in our village in Mexico. And my son was getting over an earache not too long ago, and he had asked, can I go get ice cream? And I said, buddy, I'm not okay with you getting ice cream today because of your ear. And immediately you saw kind of the light bulb go, and he's like, oh yeah, you're right. And he's 12. So over time of you continuing to take the time to educate them on why, I promise it will get easier. It's not going to always be smooth. You're still going to have kids that argue. They're still going to be kids. They're still going to fight back, but they will feel better for it. And they're going to feel really confident in their explanation when somebody says, like, well, why can't you have this? You know, we need to stay healthier because we're going to get to travel during the holidays and we want to be healthy for that or whatever it is. Now, as we conclude this episode of just kind of navigating healthier holidays, I also want to gift you, I'm gifting you the meal plan for desserts. So it's 10 healthy dessert options, refined sugar-free, gluten-free, and most are totally dairy-free as well. You'll find that they're all sweetened with raw honey, pure maple syrup, and just natural ingredients. But I also want to gift you with our holiday meal plan. This is something that I sold, but I wanted to gift you as my listeners with the holiday meal plan for free. So we'll include this in the show notes, and you'll find these are actually recipes that my family has enjoyed for years, during Thanksgiving, during Christmas. And when you are working with family and friends, one of the fun things that we've done before is I share this meal plan ahead of time. So I give it to my family and friends that are coming for that meal. And I say, what would you like to prepare on this list, right? Like if I'm hosting the holiday, if I'm hosting Thanksgiving, I'll send them the meal plan, the menu plan, and say, tell me what you feel most comfortable or most excited about preparing on this list. You've done a lot of the work for them, right? You've put together the menu and you can give them the choice of what they want to prepare. And so everybody's involved. And I will promise you this, everything on that meal plan has been husband approved and kid tested. And I will tell you the reason I say husband approved is because husbands, they do have a choice. They can be like, no, I don't like that. I'm like, peace out. I'm going wherever. Kids don't have a choice. You're the parent. You're like, no, sit down and eat your food. But you can't do that with your husband, right? So anytime I've put out a recipe, it means it's been husband approved, that he enjoyed it. And the kids tested it and mostly enjoyed it. That's always what I say. But I hope that that helps you navigate healthier holidays this year. And in fact, I would encourage you that if you make a meal plan, or I'm sorry, if you make a recipe from the meal plan, or if you do something that you've learned from this podcast over any of the holidays, including Halloween, post it on social media and tag me in it. I'll link my social media links below. I would love to see it. I would love to enjoy and celebrate with you. We'll be doing the same thing. I'll be sharing through the holidays different ways that we're navigating the holidays. And the last but not least, this is very, very important. As we step into the holiday season and we have shorter days, we're not in the sun as often, and we're around a lot of people eating a lot of sugar, spreading a lot of germs, I did put together for you a winter wellness protocol, and I'm giving you 15% off all of the supplements. So in the show notes, you will find a link to my full script account as a practitioner. I've created a protocol called the Winter Wellness Protocol. It gives you 15% off, and I put together everything you would need to have in your arsenal to stay healthy through the holidays. Thank you again for being here. I'm so thankful to have you as a listener. I hope you come back. And if this was a blessing to you, if you learned something, I would really appreciate if you would leave a rating on the show and even write a review. This allows us to reach more people and to spread this news of the ability that we all can have to thrive through cancer. Okay, let's play a game really quickly. What is one thing that you wear, or let me say you should wear every single day if you're really active and you tend to sweat? Yes, ding, ding, ding. The answer is deodorant. Now, some of you are totally natural and I love that. Good for you. But for me, my husband, and even now my teenager and almost teenage son, I'm happy that we're choosing to wear deodorant because we are real active and we do sweat a lot. So here's the thing though. Most commercial deodorants actually put your health at risk. They contain harsh chemicals and artificial fragrances, some that have actually been linked directly to cancer. These ingredients also can clog up your lymph and prevent your body from being able to push chemicals out. But the good news is this, Primely Pure deodorants are non-toxic. They're made with simple organic ingredients that are 100% natural and safe. And here's the best part. It's a natural deodorant that totally works and is formulated for sensitive skin with just a little bit of baking soda. It smells amazing. It works great even after workout, even if you're my husband. And there's no aluminum, no parabens, no fragrance, no triclosan, no talc, nothing artificial at all. So our favorites are Blue Tansy, the Citrus Vanilla, and the Charcoal Deodorant. Now, while you're at Primally Pure, I'm going to give you a discount code, but you also should try their dry shampoo and their oil cleansing line. In fact, you won't be mad about anything you purchase from this company that is very intentional with their sourcing, with their manufacturing, and making sure it's a quality product that really does work and supports your health. So go to bit.ly/primallypurewithseason. That's bit.ly/primallypurewithseason. And use code SEASONJOHNSON10 to enjoy 10% off. You can find this in the show notes as well, but tag me once you get your Primally Pure and tell me how much you love it.